Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to God Invention Radio. We're going through an Inventor's Adventure with Marty Stevens Huebner from Rebags, R-E-B-A-G-Z.com. And we were just about going through the trade show and the expectations of the trade show. Did you expect to sell $12,000? Were you jumping up and down at that point? Were you going, uh-oh? You know, what was your results there?
I was flabbergasted, and I was so happy because it told me that I had something that would work. And you know, right before we went to break, we were talking about having to step into the shoes of the buyer, mm-hmm. and really recognizing that, you know, when they might say no to your product, it's not a personal rejection, so you have to get over that, put your ego at the side. And the trick is, you know, they need a great, like in our case, they needed a great new product, a great new handbag that would catch people's attention that they hadn't had in their store before. And we had that to offer. And it's just in that, you know, and once you can get them to see that, it's just a matter of figuring out what price point will work for their customer and what product mix will look best in their store.
Okay.
So that's the trick. And with trade shows, yeah, the idea is not only do you want to collect orders, obviously, but also collect leads, get business cards, make sure to follow up with people. So much of sales is the follow-up. And even after you ship those orders, follow up after a month or two, check and see how things are doing. It's amazing how few companies do that. It's kind of scary.
Marty, there's so many inventors that say, you know, I want my product to be in Walmart, you know, or some of the big mass retail. How important is that to identify where it is that you're – I mean, did you say – I want to go just strictly for boutiques, or did you think I want to be in Walmart tomorrow? What was your thoughts?
Well, see, Walmart—that's a tricky one. You're really chasing the bottom. I mean, they are going to kill you on price, That's really that's where you might want to end up years from now. The idea is actually creating the best product you can make, and making it great, making it a great quality, a great and a really good price, but don't sell it off cheaply.
Well, it's also perception, right? I mean, if you're selling your bag in a boutique and then you see that bag in Walmart, what are people in the boutique going to think, right?
Well, exactly. And if you're in fashion, I mean, Walmart is not necessarily a great place to be, unless you're an established brand already, you're making a gazillion dollars, like a Michael Kors isn't at Walmart that I know of. Then you can make your discount line, if you will, although even that is becoming iffy because there are people who are really starting to feel like, oh well, these highfalutin designers, they have their you know, very high priced, high quality line that they sell to people with a lot of money, and then it's kind of like they're just throwing us the bones.
Okay.
And so there's kind of starting to be a bit of a revolt against that.
Understood.
Because people know that they're not getting that kind of the good quality. But in terms of, you know, being in a Nordstrom or a Macy's or something like that, that's absolutely a goal. You know, especially Nordstrom has a green initiative. I mean, that's a goal of ours. They have a great company. They have a great product set up there. They have extremely good taste. So that's a goal of ours, for example.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you started to get those orders, they were from smaller boutiques or
mm-hmm.
locals, and then
mm-hmm.
you started to build it. Maybe you could just kind of navigate us through that part of really where the expansion started.
Sure. I mean, like I said, we were kind of lucky because out of the gate we got a lot of attention. And mind you, I just didn't know what I was doing, so I was just kind of flying blind there. But fortunately, I'm pretty organized and stayed on top of things, and I had some good people working with me. It's getting those orders and just growing from there. You follow up on the leads that you get from the trade shows. Then you start getting some what are called inbounds, people calling you saying, oh, I saw you in a magazine. You know, I'd like really like to get wholesale information, carry your brand. People start to contact you. You do some other trade shows in some other places. We did New York for a while. We did Atlanta for a while. And you start kind of spreading your wings that way. And the key to business, I mean, Zappos has really taught me this, their whole philosophy and how Tony Hsieh built the business, they really focused on their existing customers. Take care of them because they already know who you are and they'll buy from you again, whether it's wholesale or retail. So you keep them happy and then the rest of it will grow because people will find you through good word of mouth, they'll find you on the web, what have you.
And when you started to break into some of the ones that we've heard of, Whole Foods, for example,
mm-hmm.
where was the first breakthrough out of the boutiques?
Wow, you got me there.
That's okay. Well, how did you get into Whole Foods, for example?
Well, you know, to me, wholesale foods was kind of a gimme. We actually, I feel like we should have been there 2 years ago. But they're like any big retailer. They're a tough nut to crack, and for good reason. They're very choosy about who they'll carry, and each region is different. Right now, you can find us in practically all their Mid-Atlantic stores, and we're actually just today we start shipping to the stores in their southern region. We're going to start shipping to their Northeast stores, and also. Maybe we're crossing our fingers to the Midwest. And we just started actually shipping this July, actually. And the way we finally got in was actually some great sales reps who know the buyers there who could walk us right in. And now, granted, the buyer still had to say yes, but fortunately they did.
Okay, so you're working with sales reps, and you know, there's so much through this process, and we only have a few minutes left.
I know.
Where do inventors find sales reps to basically, once you start to manufacture your product, you want to get it out there. You're doing it yourself at trade shows, but at the same time, you want to expand further. You find a sales rep.
Well, and be really picky about sales reps. We found some good ones, and it's tricky. Especially, I have to be honest, in this economy, it's really hurt a lot of sales reps. It's hurt their bottom line because it's really been hard for them to get out there and make, I think, the kind of money they were making in the early 2000s or even the 1990s. And you really want somebody who's going to go out and get your product in stores, who's really excited about it and who really knows how to get out there on the road and really make it happen. It's just, you know, it's like in any business. There aren't that many people who do it extremely well, and the trick is to find those people. Now, sometimes they find you at trade shows, which is great. But also, you know, start finding out. Ask your boutique owners, who do they merchandise you next to? Who are you sitting next to on that counter or on that rack? Find out who you pair with well and try to see who they're repped by. You know, if we're right next to, like, a great scarf line, I'll go on their website and try to see if they have a list of sales reps and see if I can kind of, you know, get in touch with them and say, hey, you know, we actually, in the many stores, they merchandise us right next to that scarf line you're carrying or that line of T-shirts or whatever. And, you know, I think you may want to look at us for your product mix.
That's great.
But, yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. And a lot of times on different websites, you find that people that represent them in certain regions, wholesale sales reps, to be able to find and connect up for your brand.
Yeah.
So that's great. Marty, some great information. We have about a minute or so left on the show. So you're talking to listeners of Got Invention Radio. A lot of people with ideas out there. The people of fashion. I know prior to the show, people were emailing me. They were excited to hear you on the show tonight. Give us some final words of advice. What we want to get into, you know, we have this idea and we want to bring it out there. What do we need to do?
Perseverance is everything. And also, don't be completely set in what you do. Be open to other ideas, both in terms of what people suggest to you, also those people working for you. I mean, I tell you, my employees are so brilliant. I like to say other people give me my best ideas. So be open to people. Really listen. Listen to your customers. Find out what they're telling you. What kind of thing are they looking for that you don't have? And try to make that. It's all about perseverance. And also realize it's always fluid. It's always going to be changed. And so always look for kind of the next evolution of what you're doing and keep, you know, steering yourself towards that.
And I'm sure you're already working on Plan Z already in your product line, right?
You bet.
Oh, that's fantastic. So thank you again, Marty. That was fantastic. That's Marty Stevens Huebner from Rebag. So you're going to have sales on the site for the holidays?
Absolutely. You know what? Like I say, if you sign up for the newsletter, you'll immediately get a 20% discount code. And then in the newsletter, we offer specials as well. Also, come like us on Facebook. Come say hi. Twitter. You can follow me as well as Rebags, our company, on both Facebook and Twitter. And we offer deals and things like that way as well.
Excellent.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Thank you, Marty. Appreciate it. Marty Stevens Huebner, Rebags, Rebgaz.com. That was a fantastic show. Thank you so much for that information, Marty. All right, listeners, have a great night. Keep on inventing. Signing off, Brian Fried here, your host on Got Invention Radio on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. Have a great night.
If you own a business, here's a concept that can give your business a serious breakthrough. I call it the stadium pitch. What if I could put all of your potential buyers in a giant stadium and give you the chance to walk out and present to them all at once, making your company famous in a single day? Could you do it? 99% of business owners surveyed are not prepared. Are you? If we put you in front of all your potential buyers right now, listen, there are 14 strategic objectives for an opportunity like this, and I'll bet you won't think of more than two or three. Heck, I'll give you all 14 if you call 800-833-0111. This is Tony Robbins. I've spent the last three decades creating business breakthroughs, and now I've teamed with Chet Holmes, the author of the number one business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. This stadium pitch concept is invaluable if you're a business owner who wants to be at the cutting edge of business breakthroughs today. And it's expertly depicted in a stunning report that I'll give you as my gift if you call 800-833-0111. Leave us your email, and we'll email the report to you in 5 seconds. Call 800-833-0111.
Okay, you admit to yourself that you have a huge credit card problem. However you got there, you've racked up $10,000, $20,000, or more in debt, and it mounts up daily, right? I don't need to tell you what your credit card statements look like, but I'm here to give you some help. All you need to do is make one quick, no-obligation call to the Debt Solutions Network, and one of our partner companies will help you with proven strategies to help you get out of debt. They can reduce your debt, in some cases up to 50%, and help stop the collection calls. If you're buried in credit card debt, call the Debt Solutions Networks now and learn for free how they can help you get out of debt for much less than you owe. Here's the number.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. Learn how you can get out of credit card debt now. Call now for a free debt analysis. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188.
Did you know? A 2009 survey of 22 U.S. hedge fund managers by London-based Moonraker Fund Management found that 90% of these managers had bought physical gold for personal investment. Isn't it time you consider gold? You don't need to be a market professional to enjoy the benefits. Gold is for people looking to diversify their portfolio. It's a scarce resource with intrinsic value. Talk to your financial advisor, then call. And speak with Goldline to learn more about the types of gold available, including Swiss and French gold coins and proof American coins. Considering gold as part of your diversification strategy is common sense. Call Goldline at 800-711-9042. Ask them about the different payment options and read the important risk information to see if owning gold is right for you. As a thank you for your call, you'll receive the latest issue of the American Advisor Newsletter, a $25 value with the Goldline Investor Kit. Call Goldline today at 800-711-9042. 800-711-9042.